Declan must be over the moon to get the first one over the line today.
Well, I think not only is it the first one of this campaign coming, but it's a big one for us. He's a top player. He's a player that was coveted by other clubs, some in Scotland, some here in Ireland. But ultimately, we're delighted to get it done. He's a player I've liked for a long time, since I first seen him play against us in the Brandy. Well, he's a player we've watched on numerous occasions. And when we sat down with him, his appetite to come today, said he was second to none. And, you know, I think it's a match that's, you know, potentially got a lot of potential. He's an exciting player. He's a player who plays in attacking positions, that likes to score goals and likes to create goals. I think he'll be a player that our supporters will relate to. He's in fantastic condition as an athlete. He has fantastic ambitions in the game to progress. And I just hope that, you know, this will be the first of many, to be honest.
What is it you really think that he will bring? I know he's a goal scorer, but he can play in other positions as well, Declan.
He gives us versatility. He gives us an option that we'll be stronger in our front line anywhere that he plays. He can play in an attacking midfielder, play off a left, play off a right, play centre forward, play up in a one, play up in a two. So versatility, yes, but he gives us real quality. He gives us a real desire as well. He comes in the same mentality that the staff and the players from last season were on, that, you know, he wants to be successful, he wants to win things, he wants to progress. He doesn't want to be sitting around mid-table or lower table. He wants to be pushing to the top end of the table. And, you know, it's a big commitment for him. They move away from his family in London. They move into Derry, having spent a number of months in Waterford. So it was a big commitment for him, because it would have been very easy for him to head back home and get a club there. So we're delighted to get him here, and I've no doubt that he'll be a fantastic signing for us moving forward.
Of course, in the press conference there, he looked back on the years of the treble here, and that's something that he would like to do here. You know, that must be good for you to hear players saying that.
I said, we'll go easy on that one. It's only been done once in the history of League Ireland football. The one thing that's very appealing about Walter is when we sat down and spoke to him, he certainly knew a lot about the club, knew a lot about the way we work, knew a lot about the intensity that we play with and the style of play that we played with last year. So his demeanour when we first met was very, very positive. I like him a lot as a person. I like him a lot as a player. And I've no doubt that, you know, when he comes here, he'll work extremely hard to show the supporters what a player he is.
Of course, that's the first sign of Declan. There's a lot more to come, I would take it. You know, do you need an hour forward? Do you need defenders? Do you need right backs?
Well, we're in negotiations with a lot of people at the moment, but we're also making sure that we have the right people. Obviously, Parky's situations where he's going back, it's 19 goals we've lost. We've been speaking to Junior, we've been speaking to Colchester, but again, that's nothing that's going to happen today or overnight. There'll be another 14, 15 goals that we've lost. So we've got to have a lot of irons in the fire at the moment. People are saying that they know we're signing this guy and we're signing that guy. What I would say is just be careful of social media and what people are reading and transfer rumours, because ultimately we'll do our business quietly behind the scenes. We'll only bring players here we feel can enhance the club. But more importantly, we've still got a lot of last year's squad that we need to speak to and try and get tied down for the season ahead.
Thank you, Declan.
Thanks, Paddy.